Now just plain Bill and the reign of terror in Hartville. Aunt Nancy, can she live? That's the question we all wonder about Bill's beloved daughter. Will Nancy live? Will old man Willis, murderous madman, get past the guards who patrol Hartville, try to strike at Bill? Another night in Hartville, and here's Bill. Listen.
Bill! Hey, Bill! Bill!
Yes, Elmer. Good evening. I'm glad to see you. But you shouldn't be out and around very much, you know. You're one of the folks on old man Willis's list.
He ain't scaring me any. That ain't what I come over to talk about, though. I got sent, Bill, the widow, the wife. She says to me to come on over on account of she didn't want to be bothering you with the telephone.
Oh, that's real thoughtful of Mrs. Eaps, Elmer. But was there something special or just...
You know, Bill, Nancy.
Nancy's just the same as she was hours ago, Elmer. She's unconscious. She seems to be a little stronger now and then. And then she'll seem to be getting weaker.
Ain't there no hope, Bill? Ain't there no hope at all, even? Ain't there none whatsoever?
There's always hope.
What I mean...
The doctor says a miracle could happen. If it did, Nancy'd start to get better. But it's just about got to be a miracle, he says.
Oh, my goodness. Gosh. Gosh almighty, Bill. It's awful. It's the awfulest thing. It's so awful. Why, Carrie. Hello. How are you tonight, Carrie?
Hello, Elmer.
Oh, I sure feel bad, Carrie. I mean about, you know... Ain't nothing much a fella can say, of course.
No change, Bill?
No, son. No change at all.
Has the doctor any idea how much longer?
He don't say, Carrie. He just sits there watching. Once in a while, he takes Nancy's pulse. Once or twice, he's given her medicine.
And that's all?
That's all he can do, son.
And I can't fight for Nancy. I can't fight her battle. I stand here, Bill, helpless. Absolutely helpless.
Just like me, Carrie. Like I stood once before, a long, long time ago, when Nancy's mother went away. I went through then what you're going through now. I know. I know how it... breaks your heart being helpless. Knowing being strong and well and ready to die for somebody don't help them live. But, Carrie, we have to live. We have to go on living.
But I don't want to live without Nancy. I can't go on without Nancy, Bill. I can't.
Oh, son.
Yes, Bill. Yes, I'm sorry I keep on going to pieces like this. I try not to.
I know, Carrie. I know. But tell me, they're all still keeping up a guard around town tonight, ain't they? I mean, there ain't none of them decided to quit?
Several of them had decided to quit. Then I reminded them that old man Willis may not be particular who he hurts. Just so it's someone in the town.
If he hasn't gone away... If we ain't all worrying about a shadow that's already gone.
I don't think old man Willis has left the country, Bill.
No, son?
No. He's mad. Murderously mad. He thinks of this town as the home of his enemies. I can't tell you what I feel exactly, Bill. Something creeping through the night. Something waiting, ready to spring.
Gosh! Old man Willis might sneak right by somebody that's watching for him. He might...
Yes, he might keep his promise to come back. Yes, Elmer. Might. There's no knowing. Well, there's nothing more we can do either. I'm going back to the railroad yards in a minute. That's where he might have his hideout. All those piles of ties along the right of way. If he means he's going to try to hide there, he's got a surprise coming.
You got men watching those piles of ties, Carrie?
Searching them every few minutes. Two of the sheriff's regular deputies have that job. The sheriff himself is patrolling the whole town in his car with a gun squad with him.
Sounds like they ought to be able to spot old man Willis. Don't it, Carrie?
Yes, and yet I can't tell you why I keep thinking the man is right here in town. That's what I do think, Bill.
Gosh almighty, Carrie. Here in town? Hey, there sets Bill, right in the bright light. Why, a man could be outside the window looking in.
No man's going to get close to this building without being seen, Elmer. There's a deputy on either side of the house. Another one back in the alley. Good men, all of them. They'll shoot first and ask questions afterwards.
The son?
Yes, Bill.
I reckon I'll go out with you when you leave.
No, Bill, I don't want you to do that.
But I want to do it, Carrie. I'm doing no good sitting here. I just about got to at least be moving, even if I ain't going anywhere.
Well, if you insist, Bill, I'd rather you were here in the house, really.
And leaving all the work of keeping the guard going for you to do, that ain't fair, Carrie. You haven't slept in how long now, son?
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't matter, Bill. I don't want to sleep. I want to keep moving, too. I've got to keep moving. I've got to be pretending I'm doing something, even when I know I'm not. Even when Nancy...
Oh, doctor.
I just came out to ask if you'd have Florence fix me some black coffee, Bill. I'm finding it a little hard to keep awake.
Why, yes, doctor. Better than that, I finally got Florence to go to bed. So I'll fix you the coffee myself. Won't take but a minute, hardly.
Doctor?
Yes, Carrie?
How much longer, doctor?
I don't know, Carrie.
You still can't say even...
Carrie, I've never known a patient like Nancy. I'd never have believed a few hours ago that Nancy could go on fighting this long. It's a greater battle than any man could ever put up, that I know. But you see, I can't go by the rules, because by the rules, Nancy should have lost her fight long, long before this. Yet she goes on, hour after hour. Medicine isn't helping her. I've tried stimulants to bring up her heart action. They have very little effect. The real truth is that she is keeping herself alive against all the rules that there are.
Well, if that's true, then isn't it possible... I mean, even now, Doctor, isn't it possible that...
Anything is possible, Carrie. But don't build your hopes very high. Human endurance has a limit.
Coffee coming up, Doctor. Oh. Thanks to Florence. Well, the child had it all made and set on the back of the stove to keep hot. I brought a cup for you, too, Carrie. Oh, and one for you, Elmer.
Hey, I was wondering, was I going to turn out to be a stepchild? Man, I sure do enjoy my coffee. I ain't allowed to have very much of it since I got myself took charge of by a wife. So this year's kind of a treat to me, Bill.
Well, then, drink hearty, Elmer. There's more, plenty more. Oh, here, Doctor.
Thanks, Bill. I'll go on back in Nancy's room now. I'll call you if there's any change at all.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you.
I think I'm almost sure before morning...
Before morning what? Doctor, what did you start to say, Doctor?
Oh, no, son.
He started to say he doesn't expect Nancy to live until morning, Bill. That's what he started to say. Before morning.
Hey! Bill!
There's the alarm. Bill... I arranged to have that alarm beaten if anybody sighted old man Willis. The town marshal's been standing by to sound the alarm. He's here. He's in town. Somebody's seen him. Somebody's either caught him or...
Hey, get it down!
Here I am. Where is the marshal? Who saw him? What happened? What was it?
I went back to the calaboose just now. Found somebody gotten in and stolen a bunch of shells, too. Old man Willis, that's who. He's stolen a gun. He's got a riot gun. He's loose somewhere in town with a riot gun in his hand. He's here!
Come on, Elmer. We've got to get him. We've got to get him before he can use that gun. He'll kill. He's come back meaning to kill.
Bill, go back.
Not now, Carrie, not now. We've got to get old man Willis before he uses that gun. Before that murder gun. Murder!
Old man Willis, he's got a riot gun.